A woman named Carla tells a church volunteer, "I can barely get out of bed. I cry every morning. I have stopped answering texts. I know God loves me, but I feel numb." The volunteer wants to help, so she says, "Every morning, write down 10 things you are grateful for. That will change your mindset. Gratitude may be helpful, but in this moment, the volunteer may be missing something serious. Carla may be dealing with depression. She may need pastoral care, counseling, medical evaluation, crisis support, or other help. A gratitude list alone is not enough. Christian leaders must never treat gratitude like a silver bullet. A silver bullet is one simple solution that supposedly fixes everything. Christian gratitude discernment is not that. Gratitude can support hope. Gratitude can help people notice grace. Gratitude can help renew attention. But gratitude does not replace wise care. Proverbs 11:14 says, "Where there is no wise guidance, the nation falls, but in the multitude of counselors there is victory." Wise guidance matters. When someone shows signs of severe depression, anxiety, trauma, addiction, danger, or self-harm risk, leaders must slow down and respond carefully. A better response to Carla might be, "Thank you for telling me. That sounds very heavy. I am glad you did not carry that alone today. Have you had any thoughts of harming yourself?" If she says yes, immediate help is needed. If she says no, she may still need additional support. The leader might say, "Would you be open to talking with a counselor, doctor, or pastor? I can keep walking with you spiritually, but this deserves more care than one conversation." That is faithful ministry. Ministry Sciences observes that depression and anxiety may involve emotional, relational, spiritual, cognitive, biological, and situational factors. A non-reductionistic Christian leader does not reduce everything to one cause or one solution. The gospel gives hope, but gospel hope does not mean we avoid help. Jesus cares for the whole person. What harms? Just be thankful. You need more faith. Other people have it worse. Try gratitude before you tell anyone else. What helps? "I am glad you told me." You do not have to carry this alone. Your safety matters. Let's seek the right support. Christian gratitude discernment is strongest when it stays humble. Gratitude can be a gift, but when more help is needed, wisdom says so.